3, 2, 1.
This is episode number 479 of WP Water Cooler, to bot or not to bot?
That is the question we've asked, question mark though, I just realized.
I'm Jason Tucker, you can go to my website at jasontucker.blog.
Who owns that .blog anyway? Hey, I'm Say Read. I do Say Read things at Say Read Me on media, on all the things.
And you all know who it is. It's your boy, Jason Cosper, back at it again on the world's most influential WordPress podcast.
Painfully influential.
You can go find it wherever it is that great podcast can be found. And the best part of the whole thing, go hang out in our Discord at watercoolerslack.lol.
I was going to say, you can find us wherever the best podcasts are and probably wherever the worst podcasts are.
Mm-hmm. They're all, we don't discriminate.
No, not as well. In general.
Right.
So speaking of the watercoolerslack.lol, we actually, this episode today is inspired by our Discord and one of our channels that is inspired by one of our shows. So it's like,
it's turtles all the way down.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, it is its own thing. We are the Aurora Borealis or whatever that is, which I think Ouroboros, which I'm now contractually obligated to mention at least once a show.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have a channel there called Dev Branch, named after the show Dev Branch, which in case you don't know, is the first of the month every month. It'll be the next episode, and it's where we get it slightly geekier, and I don't ask as many dumb questions. I try to ask the geekier questions. And anyway, we do the same in the channel, in the Discord. And on Tuesday of this week, one of our awesome longtime listener, friend of the show, people, Rochelle, was saying, hey, people, who knows anything about how do we get these pages to behave? And I, not just procrastinating, although this is my favorite way to procrastinate, so this is why this whole thing happened, really. I'm literally have been dealing with the same issue, and I'd actually brought it up previously in that channel, talking about using a CPT versus a page in order to determine path. The problem with pages, it's chaos.
For the people who did not realize that they weren't tuning into Dev Branch, a custom CPT is a custom post type.
Right. Yeah. Yes, custom post type, which is a choice to make between how you want to structure it. But custom post types have a defined path for their post type, which makes sense, so they don't conflict with pages or posts of the same titles, which is actually a problem that happens a lot. But the default, the pages, the land of the pages, which to my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, anyone on the chat, on the internet, there's no name for like that screen. Like, what do we call that screen? Like the pages screen? The list of pages? Because now we have the list thing in the block list. Ooh. Pages admin? Yeah.
Right.
It's so forgotten. It doesn't even have a name. Like that is, it's like, you know, just this no man's land. It's just pages. You know, the pages page.
Yeah.
Page.
The pages page page. Anyway, so that page is natively just almost as bad as the media library, and longtime listeners of the show know how I feel about the media library and the chaos that ensues within it. You know what the thing is that WordPress search is not good enough to have that level of chaos. Like that is really what it's about. Like the WordPress native search, if it was going to have that level of disorganization, then the search needs to be better. Because that's the reason kids these days don't look for stuff, right? Because on their Macs, or they don't put stuff in folders. This is like a generational thing. They just use search. You just search a drive, search whatever. And Google search works great on your drive. You know, Mac search works. I don't know what all you Windows people are doing.
I mean, on my iPhone, I have one home screen. I have the most common, like, eight apps. And then down in, like, my little dock, I have the four apps that I always use. And then I have, like, a Siri.
Like a search bar?
No. It's a Siri, like, what apps we think you'll need given, like, on the
time of day. And yeah, exactly. Yeah. You usually use this app.
And I have no other home screens. Everything else is shoved into the library. And normally when I launch an app, I just, because it's a newer version of iOS, just pull down, get the little search thing and type in what I need. Like,
Right. Why mess with it? So that is it's not just a new generation, obviously. I feel the same way. Like, you know, we've been having chaotic just, you know, documents and screenshot folders, you know, since the 90s. When you have clients accessing their pages, the chaos of that and the search, again, not working in a way that is useful. Even the search results can be so confusing with, like, the orders that they're in, because pages are decoupled from subpages and it's just like a bunch of lines. Anyway, long story short, we got talking about why that is, how it would be better organized, and that we need it for the various, like, for the actual projects that we're working on at, like, this week. Like, I had a big presentation this week for a client, and I didn't have to do the back end, but I'm thinking about how to construct this, right? How to make it so that they can access it in a way that makes sense to them. Grouping their pages by, you know, maybe it's by area, location, or topic, or type of page. Like, here's our cluster of about pages. And unless you create the subpage hierarchy, there is really no organization there natively.
Right.
So we found a plugin called Nested Pages, which was pretty cool. And it's one of these various, I've had this on various, with various other plugins, where you can essentially, you know, drag and drop your page order, right? It's kind of
sure
using the page order, the secret page order feature of pages. Has anyone ever used that, like, in the past decade?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
But it shows all up the on time. The site. It doesn't show
the
up on
menu the menu number, the menu, you whatever they call it.
On the back end by the menu number also?
Yeah.
How do you like use hundreds or something, like a Dewey Decimal System? Because, like, you know, if you're just using one
page, I'm just,
you make a new page, what do you do?
I'm just old school and do everything by hundreds. Yeah.
Do everything by hundreds? Right. Okay, well, that works. And you've got
tens or hundreds, depending on how many pages I know it's going to be.
Literally, that's like the Dewey Decimal System.
And then I put a go sub somewhere in there so I can make sure I can go back.
Okay, so... on the
I forgot it.
I understand.
Okay, so on the back end, we were talking about I've been using Airtable a lot, which I talk about a lot on the show, and you can group data. It's a database, right? So you can group data by your by whatever category, whatever field you define it by, and something so simple as that. I was like, you know, I'm procrastinating. Why not hop on over to my friend ChatGPT and just see what it says? Because this actually seems rather simple. I need a page taxonomy and I need an admin to display something in groups. Like, that's not wildly complicated, right? Reasonable.
One would think.
Yeah, right. I could clean, or I could, like, talk to ChatGPT and make plugins. One and the other. All right. So anyway, I was asking it. I was just telling it, I need to make this. And it told me what I needed to do. And I was like, great. Can you please write that plugin? Right. I don't know if you've let me share my screen. Can you let me share my screen over here? So yeah, I can show this to people while I talk about it. All right. Please do I hit present? Oh, I don't think I've ever do this one. That's fun. I don't think I've done this one before. Let's see. Here we go. Am I sharing the right one? Hopefully.
The same as getting a clicker and then getting the clicker on stage. And you're like, oh, I've never used a clicker before. Let's see how this works.
Is this the right screen, though, that I'm doing?
Yeah, just push Command Plus a couple times so we can read the words.
Oh, right, for sizing. Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to show it also so I don't have to remember it. Hold on. I'll increase the size here. Whoa, look at that. Okay. So basically, I was like, what should I do? I need to group some pages with the taxonomy. And it was like, hey, I do this. And I was like, cool. Can you write it instead? And it's like, sure, here, I wrote it for you. And it's like, you know, gives me the PHP file with the plugin name. And it's like, just go ahead and take that, you know, pop it in there. Make sure you define these other things, right? And I was like, well, what if instead, I was like, what should I call it? And then I was like, what if instead you just generate the other files that I need? And it's like, okay, here you go. I've generated your plugin. And it says, if you're listening, it says download custom page group display plugin.
That's the part that's wild to me.
Yeah, I was like,
I wanted to know things. I want to know, does ChatGPT use a Mac to make the zips, or does it use?
Well, no, See, so I downloaded the file, but it's unzipped. Okay, so then I zipped the file, and I didn't put it on production. This is the question we're going to get to eventually. So I zipped the file, and then I uploaded it, and I actually uploaded it to Playground, WP Playground, because I was like, this is a perfect use case, right, for Playground. And it's like invalid archive. No.
So the funny thing about this is you're using Safari, right?
No, I'm using Chrome.
Oh, okay.
Why is that funny?
Because you should have when it downloaded the zip file, it should have just kept the zip file.
It wasn't a zip file.
Extracted it.
Well, it wasn't a zip file yet.
Oh, it's just a PHP file?
It was a PHP file. It was a folder with a PHP file in it. And then I asked it, can you zip that for me? And it was like, yeah, sure, here you go. And then I was like, oh, there's an error. What should I do about this error? But actually, I didn't even have to do anything about that error because Rochelle was like, oh, you have a space at the beginning of your plugin. So I just took it out. And then it worked perfectly. But that's what it did. It literally worked perfectly on Playground. And it's a really simple plugin. Like, it's not complicated, right? This is literally just popping a taxonomy onto pages, which I've done. I'm trying to see where it is. The whole thing is like up here. You know, just pops the taxonomy onto some pages. I've done that before. And then it makes a new admin screen called grouped pages, and then it just shows the pages per group on that page. Like, it's wildly simple. So we've got this code, and then, you know, Cosper over here starts talking about putting memes in the chat about not using bots on production and how I'm a terrible coder and
I never said you were a terrible coder.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. No, I shouldn't be. These are legitimate concerns, right? I'm not. I'm like, I actually could use this on the site that I'm using right now. It works on Playground. And I was like, What? You should put up some of the memes that you were putting up, basically, but. There's definitely, I've done some cowboy coding in my day.
Right.
But there's a difference between cowboy coding yourself and literally just sticking some code that was generated into your site. But I've been thinking about this, and I have been taking random people's code off the internet and sticking it into various things for a very long time. Like all the time. I take things off GitHubs and Stack Exchanges and, various WordPress sites.
There's some random person that just cooked up something real quick, has no idea what you're talking about other than I want the end result to be this. And then they go the navigation walker that you need in order to be able to make this thing show up. And you're like, sure, okay. And then, 500, lines of code later, you finally have, the page is active, be purple. And you're like, oh,
okay. Cool. But here's the deal. I know I can read code, right? Like, so it's kind of like when you can speak a language, but you can't read it, or you can read a language, but you can't speak it. I'm not great at the things I don't know, but the things that I do know, I can totally read it and, fix it and write it, whatever. So then I have to go research whenever I see this is how I learned to code. This is how I've been learning to code my entire life. Is basically, do I need to do a thing? And then I go teach myself how to do thing. That's basically how that works, right? So
I find out the answer.
What? How do you learn?
You weren't in like Paris or something and you pulled out ChatGPT and said, "Hi, I would like the following, you know, to be made for me in this restaurant," and you list off the type of fish you want and what thing it needs to be and da-da-da-da-da, and you list it all out, and then you say, and you just hold it up to the person and say, "I want this," and it's written in French, and you're like, I couldn't even read this. I don't even know what this is. Here, do this thing for me. You know, you didn't do that.
You're saying, like, if I were
you can read the code
menu.
Yeah, you can read the code and you can go, "Oh, the code says that I'm going to be using a WP query and it's going to be searching for this, and I'm going to have it isolate that, and then I'm going to have this be displayed." Like, you can read it. You just
This doesn't need to be about me specifically.
Right.
But the thing is I was like, "Oh, what tests are there where I could test this? Like, I can go through and read this code, you know, everything that's going on here. Do I always know if it's coded to the current standards? Do I know that it's like cleaning, like Advanced Custom Fields recently put out a big banner on some actual live sites that I have that says, the field is unescaped. We've detected, you know, this field being unescaped somewhere, and we're going to stop supporting this." And then it did another one that said, actually, it's probably not a breaking change. You're fine." I'm like, "Okay, what are you doing, guys?" I don't know what's happening.
So you could ask GPT, you know, "Is there something else that's in here that I need you to like, can you harden this code more?"
But okay, but isn't that like asking an industry to regulate itself?
Well, what about this?
You really should test.
What if you did a little bit of pair programming and you went and got some other GPT system to read the code and then tell you if it needs to change some stuff?
Like, talk, like, pit them against each other. Like, I go and I put it, actually, I could, because I have a, what's the one on GitHub? Is it Copilot? I think.
Yeah.
I didn't put this in the right repository for that, but I should put this in a Copilot repository and then make Copilot fix the ChatGPT code and then make the robot.
Explain to me what this does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that it does what it does. Like, it's very simple, right? This is a very simple request. And honestly, I'm kind of shocked at my inability to find it in existence in the existing plugins directory. Like, you know, there's lots of ordering things around, but I'm like, are we not grouping pages? Like, is this not, like, who? The problem is developers don't use websites. This is the real problem.
Sure.
So they don't know what we need. So ChatGPT is giving me what I need.
Sure. Well, okay. So to kind of, I know this isn't.
I'm looking for you to play devil's advocate here. Jason, you're not helping because you're like, "It sounds great. You should just use it."
Well, look, if it was JavaScript, have at it, you know?
Right. No.
So, what could go wrong? It's on the browser. Who cares?
One of the things that I would do here when taking code from one of these large language models, whether you're using ChatGPT, you're using Gemini,
never gonna call it that.
Facebook, I'm sorry. Facebook has one that it released that's focused on coding. It's called Code Llama. That is, you can get at that on, there's a site for like open models called Hugging Face.
Oh, I've seen that, but I don't want to do anything that has anything to do with Facebook ever.
Sure. They also,
I over Llama. I mean, I like llamas, nothing against llamas.
Perplexity, which is another AI tool, has like a labs section where they have some more common models, and they have a interface that will give you access to like that Code Llama model. There's like no history save like ChatGPT or Google stuff.
It's kind of more like a playground instance version of it.
Yes, exactly. But what I would do with any code that I would ask a large language model for is I would basically run that code through like a PHP code sniffer with the WordPress coding standards, you know, both of those things, and those are being kind of supported and everything else through what, through Open Collective, and financially through Open Collective, and really
$5,000 a month from Automattic.
Great.
Just FYI.
Sure. Yeah. Please let's make sure
there. There's additional stuff there. You can go support. I'm just saying, right. That's an investment.
Absolutely. And we need to make sure that
down with the bus factor.
We need to make sure that things match up to the coding standards. I know that the tests that the plugin team runs are a lot more thorough.
I'm not submitting it to the repo. That would require some I don't want to deal with that. This is just this is why I don't make plugins. This has really opened up a whole Pandora's box because, back in the day I would build more functionality and now I don't build functionality because I use plugins for that, because then the plugin can stay up to date and the client is, not dependent on me if they want to leave or if I don't, we're not going to work together for a couple years, which doesn't ever happen. I worry about it. They never leave.
Put the plugin up on GitHub?
I did put the plugin up on GitHub. I can link to it in the show notes because I would love some polls. I feel like this is this is a community plugin. Not only is it a collaboration between a robot and myself, but it was also stemmed from DevBranch and collaborative procrastination. And also maybe that should be the name of the developer for it. Collaborative procrastination. That's the,
love it.
It's like the best term I've ever heard of. It's really a dev branch, inspired, a Discord inspired plugin. I think it's pretty cool. Just make a bunch of plugins and solve our own problems.
Yeah, scratching our own itch,
if more people are using it and supporting it and being like, oh, we got to keep this up to date, then it's not the same thing as I have to make sure that every client that I've ever installed this on has, up to date stuff all the time. Like that's so much, so much. And then, everyone's got a little bit of time. Someone over here has some time to do some CSSing and, someone over here has some time to do whatever. I mean, isn't that the whole point of the open source approach is this kind of collaborative approach instead of this world where we're dependent on all these plugins that we're paying people for, and still getting, but even the nested plugins in its, I'm looking at it, it's great, but in its actual plugin description, it's got free versus pro. It's hijack those little details, view more info. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what do you call that? The links on the plugin admin page? Those get hijacked. And this one has free versus pro right there. So it's do you buy the pro just to get rid of the upsell inside of the free plugin? And then
now you can add that to your own plugin.
Sure. Scrape it out of there.
Could you make the background of my plugin list in the plugin listing rainbow color? Can you make it do all this extra marketing stuff?
If you're not going to, you're not interested in maintaining it, so you don't want to put it in the repo, you are going to encourage people to submit patches if they find it useful. I would argue, and I'm going to share my screen really quick, there is a tag you can add to your repository that says, and this is something that just came to my attention recently, is no maintenance intended. And you basically say use this at your own risk. I am not maintaining this. I'm putting this up here because I found it useful, but no maintenance intended. Something that I also think is interesting.
It's really clear stating your intentions. That's wonderful. But also do it if, happy to do it.
Yeah.
I would actually want to change that because I'd be like, if you do a pull request, I actually will probably look at it, but no promises, but probably because I want it to be, up to date too. But then I just have to review their stuff. Or trust that person. So then you have to actually do a code review.
Oh, no.
The code review is actually a bunch of bots that are just going to look at the code.
Exactly. It's a bot. Right. And then the pull request that someone's doing is actually also with their bot.
We need one of these that says GPT generated this.
Oh, is there a tag for that yet? Because I put it in the probably. I put it in the plugin notes. I said
it wouldn't surprise me. And this actually makes me think of I don't know if the two of you are either of the two of you are familiar with Simon Wilson. Simon Wilson does a lot of he maintains this thing Dataset. He has done something very similar. Jason, your mind was blown at, that zoomed in too much.
Let me remind you that your mind was blown.
Yeah.
Remember your mind was blown? Your mind was blown?
That it, didn't she blow your mind this time?
Didn't she?
Yeah. This is he did something not very dissimilar from you, where he was taking his dog for a walk. And he had the ChatGPT mobile app write, compile, and test a C extension written in C to SQLite, shared that, but so that he could figure out distances between two latitude and longitude points.
Distances.
Completely wild that
what does Haverstein distances mean?
I can't even pretend to know what New that England? Is.
Sounds However, New England.
The fact that he took and had a large language model, in this case ChatGPT, turn around and make an extension to SQLite and compile it, just like you did, where it's like, oh, also zip this for me.
Also, just make the whole thing, please, and label it, and I'll just use whatever title you come up with. It's great.
Right.
What do you want to?
Do think that this stuff is remarkable. I do not trust the code quality. This is like asking
is that you being paranoid or you being safe? Sorry, I interrupted your
safe analogy. Well, no, yes to both, but mostly safe.
Maybe what, if, safe. What if you
paranoid and safe? Wait, I want to hear the analogy. It's like being a first year what? I'm dying to know. I interrupted. This story.
It's like giving a coding task to like a first year programming student. It's like they will do the job, but they might get some shit wrong. And you have to know what they got wrong.
Bot has to know.
I've dabbled a little bit when I saw that Code Llama, and we'll make sure that the link to the interface for that is in the show notes if anyone wants to play with that. I've asked Code Llama once. I heard like, oh, it's actually pretty good at this stuff. It's better than a lot of the other models.
You mean testing or standards?
Yeah, I asked it to do can you make me a WordPress plugin that does this? Or can you give me some code that'll do this? And
you're doing it too.
But I'm not putting it into production. I'm not putting it up on GitHub.
You didn't put it into production. You didn't put it on GitHub? Do you think that's irresponsible, putting it on GitHub?
I mean, if it works and you know that the code is going to be safe, like I don't want to necessarily attach my name or my GitHub account to some shit that a computer like tossed off.
What if, say, hire someone on Fiverr to refactor the code, and then they just refactor it using another GPT?
What I'm saying, this took me down an entire rabbit hole because I started questioning all of the coding research that I've done, like in my entire very much homespun dev career, right? Like I pay attention to WordPress and things for that reason, right? Specifically, so I know what's going on. But I have absolutely become dependent on everyone else knowing what's going on and updating it in their plugins so that I don't have to maintain all of this various stuff. So, but the other problem I'm facing is that I feel like there's less stuff of quality in the plugin repo than there used to be. And it's not just that there's more, like, what was it? I was looking for a plugin that did, would do a default image for posts in various taxonomies, right? Pretty basic. Like that's something I've done before. I think I've written it. I've hand coded it in most of the time, but again, I'm trying to stay on top. Like I'm trying to keep things in plugin form in order to allow for, you know, the code to be updated and isolated and not connected to, you know, just trying to build it in that sort of decoupled way. So whether I'm building a plugin, which I try not to do, or someone else does, it's still in that, you know, sort of modular format. But I found first of all, didn't find a lot of solutions for this. And I'm like, I swear I've solved this problem before with more better solutions. But you either get plugins that are like, oh, here, this does literally everything and it's a suite and there's like 10 versions of a tier on the pro version and, you know, it's up to $300 a year or whatever, right? So, and this category thing is like one tiny feature in the corner in like one version. And then you've got also three super basic ones that looked like they were almost exactly the same. They had like really similar names and the way readmes were written were even just on the main page was like, here's how you install it and giving like page templates. And I'm like, I could just write the freaking page template code if that's what I was doing. Like, this is just pulling the code that I would write anyway into a plugin that's now hooked to whoever this is, you know, with their 10,000 installs and updated in the last 3 months or whatever, right? Like, so my trust level in the plugin directory has gone way down, I realized. And my I don't know where these plugins are coming from. Like, they look cloned. They look like they've like changed a couple different things and they're in here. A lot of them aren't being updated. A lot of them are like, you know, a couple WordPress versions back. So even if they might still work, they still are, I don't know, it feels like you can't go ahead with that sort of thing, right? Like,
right,
feels almost as irresponsible as, I don't know, having ChatGPT write the code. So yeah. Like, am I downloading and using code from the repo that I'm just trusting that the plugin people have gone through, so it's at least safe, and there's nothing, but, you know, arguably more complicated, linking me to whoever this random person is, linking this site to that for, you know, however long. Mm-hmm. Or am I reverting now back to how I used to do it, where I'm building little bespoke plugins for all of these different things and now having to update them? I feel like I don't even, I mean, ChatGPT makes it a lot easier to write those and I guess maybe to stay up to date. Maybe if there was a WordPress AI bot, that would be pretty handy for this, I guess. But anyway, this is kind of an existential dilemma that I'm facing. And I feel like I am back to how I started building out WordPress sites. And even with, I don't even want to get started on how the site editor makes me feel like that, because I have to start controlling and building out page templates, which I haven't been dealing with in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'm like dealing with page template files again. I'm like, just parts and templates. Like, I haven't had to deal with that. So now, like, I'm both advancing over here on the ChatGPT side, able to make custom code, but at the same time, now I'm responsible for even all the CSS and the UI and like, what's the, like, we've got safety considerations, we've got aesthetic considerations, we've got maintenance considerations.
But we always had safety considerations. That's the thing.
Well, sure. Yeah, I guess I just trusted the plugin repo more.
That's, you know,
like, it's useless now. I don't trust that those are updated.
This makes me think mm-hmm. of something that Grandpa Simpson said in The Simpsons, which is, I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it anymore, and what's it seems weird and scary. It'll happen to
Dang.
You.
I think you just called me old, first of all. And second of all, what is it that we're even talking about? Are we just back to, like, what's the it?
It's all of it.
Like, yeah.
I'm wondering if the it is WordPress.
I don't know. I mean, the GPT stuff has been changing in like my tool set at work quite a bit. Having one-liners written, you know, where you have like one line of code that's going to do a thing for you. Mm-hmm. I just type in, "Hey, I want to do this thing. Can you make it happen?" And it's like, "Sure, I'll create a new user. I'll add them to a group, and I will give them these permissions." And I can read it and I can see that it's doing that thing, but I didn't have to write any of it.
Right.
It just did it.
I use AI stuff very sparingly. And what I use it for, yes, is one-liners like that. Hey, I need, otherwise inscrutable program that does everything, FFmpeg, which Tucker, I already see nodding. Yes. FFmpeg is a command line tool.
My notes will be written in regular expression the entire way through.
Right, exactly. It can convert any media file into basically any other media file. Like you can give it a video and it'll just strip out and make it into an MP3 for you. You want the video, it's a .mov and you want it to be an MP4, you want it to be an AVI, like it'll do it for you.
I think I've used this back in the day.
Yeah.
This whole thing like Napster days?
You
like LiveWire, LimeWire?
Yeah, you need to be able to like speak FFmpeg and it's a whole language unto itself. Like Tucker said, it may as well be regular expressions in some
dash way. This dash that you end up with like 900 different things you have to string along.
You can tell FFmpeg, you give it a URL of some like playlist on like the BBC website and it'll download episodes of like the BBC radio shows for you. Like you don't have to install like a special downloader. It's a wild Swiss Army knife sort of
AI tool. Or is this just the internet?
No, this is
just computers, right?
On your computer.
Right. It just but, so really what's the difference between AI and computers? We're talking but generally, really.
I know that FFmpeg can do the thing that I'm looking for. So like this is what I've been using AI for is, hey, how do I get FFmpeg to download something based off this playlist URL that
it's your Rosetta Stone. That's how you're using it.
Exactly.
It's like your Philosopher's Stone, or maybe I'm using it as a Philosopher's Stone and you're using it as a Rosetta Stone.
I'm basically using it to not have to spend half an hour reading a man page on the Unix command line and just like tell me the command I need to run so I can move on with my day.
But that's exactly what this is. That's exactly what I asked ChatGPT to do in this case, right?
Yeah, well, like, you need something that will run.
I'm deploying it in a long term on the internet as opposed to a little utility on my computer for one time.
Exactly.
Right. So it needs to be able to withstand the waves of the ocean that is the internet. My ship must be seaworthy.
If just like all the other code that you copied and pasted off of every other website on the internet. Right. That's the thing.
Everything else that you put into your themes functions.php.
I've never put anything weird in there. I've never done that. And no, I've never white screened a site doing that ever.
Nope. No, not once.
Nope.
Not last week, not the week before that. Hey, look, it's staging sites, okay? And now I've got Playground to break, too. So, like, it's not even a big deal. Break it, fix it, break it to fix it, or whatever, you know?
Yeah. So what's right, then? So, I mean, we went in circles a few times here, but, like, what's right? So, it's okay to go take random bits of code off the internet and paste them in there because... Or use it
for FFmpeg.
A human that could have been broken wrote it. Or you have code that was derived from a bunch of humans that was stolen off the internet and then put into a plugin that, say, just asked the robot to make. Like,
yeah, I mean, the robot is just taking it off the internet anyway, right? Like, in theory, it's just...
Yeah, she just outsourced the copy and paste.
you're taking.
I found in you know, between the WP beginners and the whatever other, you know, all the different stack exchanges, the code that I usually end up with, and in the past, let's say, is really often the same code. And that's part of how I would compare it, right? Be like, oh, they're saying this solution, they're saying this solution, neither of those worked. What if I combine this, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. You're taking money out of the hands of the people on Fiverr who will just use AI to write the code for you anyway. So you are taking money out of the marketplace and just
really that's
it.
The problem here. Sure, I am not propping. I've never used Fiverr for. I'm you know, if I'm gonna I'm
no
just,
no no
I Fiverr
and,
myself.
And you are better for that. But now you are using the Fiverr that just makes a bunch of VCs money. Sorry.
So what Zay can do now is she can now make a Udemy course on how to do ChatGPT coding, and then she can be the one that's telling other people to do it.
No,
we just brought money back into the
circle. The circle of tech.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is here, and I don't think we can find that answer. It's one of those moral dilemmas.
I'm just gonna run this through PHP Code Sniffer and make sure I don't have any open ends anywhere, basically, and then I think I'm gonna use it.
Yeah, and
because I can read it. I mean, I know what it's doing. I'm gonna clean it up a little, maybe put a little, like, you know, some spacing.
If you needed ChatGPT to write the code for you, you might actually need ChatGPT to help you set up PHP Code Sniffer.
If I were to write this myself, which I could, by the way, and sure. I started to do, I was like, oh, let's open a GitHub of this. I don't know if, sorry if you can hear my dog, because now I have a barking puppy. Sorry, everyone. Okay. I don't know what to do about that yet because it's new. But in the old, I would just be like, oh, I'm going to figure out how to do this. And I'd be like, what do I need? I need to, you know, how do I make my page taxonomy? And I'd go look that up. And then I'd, you know, because I don't keep it all up here, even though I've done it before. So I'd go look that up. And then I'd go look up, all right, well, I got to put a new screen in my admin. That's this I vaguely remember. So I need to go look that up also. And then I'm just pulling stuff from, you know, what is the docs now and was the codex.
Right.
So just asking the bot is doing something I know how to do. It's just, I mean, honestly, I wasn't expecting the file. It really wasn't.
Yeah, sure. But the whole thing, thanks for writing this code for me. Now I need you to test it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like Volkswagen trying to do the smog test, you know?
see if you can, it zipped it for you, and that was a surprise. Simon Wilson is saying, compile this C code for me and write an SQLite extension. Like, the next step, let's see, say, like, go on, keep doing this and see if it will run PHPCS for you.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
Just load that bad boy up and type it at the end.
Idea.
Yeah. You just have to engineer the prompt right. I would not trust it, would do it myself, but I understand that not everybody has the same free time and priorities that I do.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're going to go look at my code and do a pull request if you see a problem?
No.
Okay, well, I guess the bot will do it for me, so there you go. You
know? Yeah, I think look, as long as Zay does a challenging and tells it that I need you to get PHP Code Sniffer, the source code of it, and then compile it for EB, and then have it run it against it, then I'll be impressed.
Sure.
Anyone wants to, I'm so sorry about this dog, but if anyone wants to hop in the Discord and come look at it, we'll put the
I'm interested.
In the show notes. Feel free to do a pull request. And I really haven't done a lot with the code. I don't think I've done anything with the code except for fix the naming and take out that initial space. So it's literally from the robot's mouth. So, you know, feel free to go in there and we can build this together and, you know, make it nice. Sure, why not?
We will all bring our robots to the party and they will all code for us.
Yeah, bring me your robot. Tell me.
Ain't nothing but a robot party.
Come be not chatbots with us on our channel. Oh, and see my puppy.
Exactly. Well, hey, thank you very much for the two of you to come hang out, as always. And come hang out with us in our Discord. Please do. It's fun. We have a great time. And people are really enjoying it. And there is the URL down below. Talk to y'all later. You have a good one. Here's our outro.
So that outro that I talked about.
.com/subscribe. To subscribe to this content, we'd really appreciate it. There's plenty of ways you can listen to us and watch us and all that fun stuff.
Feel free
to go find those places and go do that. And find us over on Discord. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.